Let's talk about the treatment of stage 3B disease. Can you review some of the recent research developments in that field, current trials, and how you approach these patients off study?
What we were doing for 3B disease for just the longest time was just giving them radiation therapy until it became very, very obvious that patients were dying not just of local disease but also of distant disease when we started combining chemo with radiation therapy. And the famous trial that really got the whole field off the ground was the Dillman trial, which showed a significant advantage to sequential chemotherapy followed by radiation therapy. And when that became obvious, then the question became, well, should we not be delivering both treatment modalities together? And so now a number of studies have been done looking at concurrent chemoradiation therapy. And clearly, without a doubt, that is better than sequential chemoradiation. Now, when I say concurrent, though, I'm talking about standard dose chemotherapy given concurrently with radiation therapy. There's a whole area out there of low-dose weekly carboplatin given concurrently with radiation. In that setting, the carboplatin is being given as a radiation sensitizer. The doses are too low for it to be given as an anti-neoplastic regimen in and of itself. There has not been any good phase 3 studies that have compared low-dose weekly carboplatin radiation with standard-dose chemo given concurrently with radiation. And until those studies are really conducted, I don't know if we can say one way or the other whether weekly low-dose carboplatin plus radiation is as good as standard-dose chemo plus radiation.